Why the King of France is so suddenly gone back, know you no reason?
Something he left imperfect in the state, which, since his coming forth, is thought of, which imports to the kingdom so much fear and danger that his personal return was most required and necessary.
Who hath he left behind him, General?
The Marshal of France, Monsieur Lafare.
Did your letters pierce the Queen to any demonstration of grief?
Aye, sir. She took them, read them in my presence, and now and then an ample tear trilled down her delicate cheek. It seemed she was a queen over her passion, who, most rebel-like, sought to be king o'er her.
Oh, then it moved her.
Not to a rage. Patience and sorrow strove who should express her goodliest. You've seen sunshine and rain at once. Her smiles and tears were like a better way. Those happy smilets that played on her ripe lips seemed not to know what guests were in her eyes, which parted thence as pearls from diamonds dropped. In brief, sorrow would be a rarity most beloved if all could so become it.
Made she no verbal question?
Faith, once or twice she heaved the name of father pantingly forth, as if it pressed her heart, cried, sisters, sisters, shame of ladies, sisters, Kent, father, sisters, what, i' the storm, i' the night, let pity not be believed. There she shook the holy water from her heavenly eyes, and clamour moistened. Then away she started to deal with grief alone.
It is the stars. The stars above us govern our conditions, else one's self-mate and make could not beget such different issues. You spoke not with her since?
No.
Was this before the king returned?
No, since.
Well, sir, the poor distressed Lear is of the town, who sometime in his better tune remembers what we are come about, and by no means will yield to see his daughter.
Why, good sir?
The sovereign shame so elbows him. His own unkindness that stripped her from his benediction, turned her to foreign casualties, gave her dear rights to his dog-hearted daughters, these things sting his mind so venomously that burning shame detains him from Cordelia.
Alack, poor gentleman.
Of Albany's and Cornwall's powers, you heard not.
'Tis so. They are afoot.
Well, sir, I'll bring you to our master Lear and leave you to attend him. Some dear cause will in concealment wrap me up a while. When I am known aright, you shall not grieve lending me this acquaintance. I pray you, go along with me.